Welcome everyone to another podcast of Modern World Zen. This is Josh Barzell. So we're trying a different audio thing today because there was some disturbance on the receiving end. So for all of you listening, there was these background sounds having to do with the connection. So we're trying a different technique today. So if it sounds a little different, then that's why. So I just want to tell everyone just to bear with me, and we'll see if this is any better. Last episode we were talking about the attachment to the mother. And while the mother for most of us should be like our God, there is, in fact, God. And so the idea is that we should be attaching ourselves to that Godhead at the same depth level. So at the same level of depth that you would be attached to your mother, we get attached to the Lord. And that's just the consciousness that exists within. It's not any different than the inner self. And so we initially looked at that as something that was uncomfortable, but hopefully we've matured past that and can recognize that it's really for our best to do that. And then we really become mature and healthy people. We become fully healthy, and that's what we should be doing. And it's also a great meditation. So if you were meditating with that, then you're doing a very, very good thing. So today we're going to continue in that, because we don't throw that out. So we continue that. If you don't know what I'm talking about, and you didn't you didn't hear the last episode, then you know, I urge you to listen to the previous episode to know what I'm talking about. But we're going to now look a little bit about life in the world. You know, we talk about psychology on these episodes, but what about just our lives? You know, we live in the world. We have, not everything is consciousness to us. There's cars and bills and things that we have to do, and there's people, and I don't know, there's politics, there's all sorts of things that are going on. And so we're going to talk a little bit about that in this episode and try to look at it from a spiritual perspective. We're going to look at our lives. So basically what I would say to start is that we really have to be sensitive. And that comes naturally if you're a meditator. You become very sensitive. So I invite everyone, kind of like last episode, to be very sensitive about themselves and about their life. And in that way, you become very sensitive about other people. And that's not a position of weakness. It's a position of strength. So hopefully you can understand what I mean by that. And I'd like everyone to try that sensitivity. And you have to understand that you're never too far away from the meditative state. Even when you're completely immersed in the world, maybe you're traveling for a job, or you're at work and it's just chaos, right? And you can't find your center. It's never that far. It appears far away, but it's really not. It's extremely close to you. always is, even though it doesn't appear to be that way. And the reason that it is because our practice hasn't really developed to where we want it to be. And this is not like a jail sentence. We shouldn't think of it as some sort of like this path as being hell, like a jail sentence. If you really had good understanding, you'd see that this is what's saving you from hell. This is what's saving you from jail. Really, if you think about it, it's what's saving you from a miserable existence. And so if it feels like you're drowning, if it feels terrible, it's really saving you from these things. I recognize only a very few number of people that listen to these episodes will understand that. And I recognize that. It's not going to be everyone that listens to this that's going to understand that. It's only going to be a few. So that's okay. We're all trying to understand it. So meditation is a great thing. Yes, it can be uncomfortable, like we talked last episode. But it can also be very enjoying. I mean, it can be very full of joy too. And if we really looked at it closely, we would see the joy is actually the thing that's causing the pain. So there really is only joy. There is no pain in meditation. It's just we're responding to it with pain, but it really is just joy. And that's what I was trying to get across last episode. So we're just going to try to figure out how we can live a better life. And I think, like I was saying before, meditation isn't bad. You shouldn't think of it as some sort of hellish jail that you're going into and you have to live into. But in the same time, we do need to be disciplined. We do need to stay away from bad things. We do need to be very attentive and make sure we're practicing correctly and that we have the right mindset, and that can feel very hard to do. But when you really understand it, you see that it's the opposite, that it's not painful, that it's not a jail sentence. It's actually liberating you from the jail you live in currently. That's how you should think about it. So when you're absorbed in your work, remember that. Write it down on a piece of paper right now and have it by your desk. Take it to your office, put it down where you work. If you work from home, just leave it there and look at it. Remember it when you're struggling. Have it there to look at. And I think it's something that can help you. So, but it's not enough. We do have to meditate. We should try to meditate every day, even before and after work. So, and then when you do that, you see that it's what I'm saying is true, that it's never that far away from you. Because we shouldn't have this understanding that, it is far away, that meditation is so difficult. That it is painful. It's really just joy, and it's always there. So, but that's what we're trying. That's the perfect realization that we're looking for. And you have something when you are surrounded by, an antagonistic environment. When you have that joy in the midst of hostility, you know that you've done something. Because what is it? It's consciousness. Right? Everything is consciousness. So, what would be the benefit of having that viewpoint? Well, peace. You would have peace in the face of hostility if you had that viewpoint. But that's not the way we think about it. We want to outdo people with our egos, and that we think would be much better. It wouldn't. Because now, maybe now you have something more. Maybe you've gained something. What are you going to do with that? Is that a source of peace? No, we don't want that. We just want a peaceful life. We're not necessarily looking to work harder or more. We just want to have a nice life. So it's not clear that we should be using our egos to fight in a hostile environment. Right? We shouldn't be weak, but seeing things as consciousness isn't weak. That's what I was trying to say at the beginning. We need a sensitivity. We need to be fully present, fully sensitive to take in everything around us. And that's how we should live our life, without a doubt. But we don't do that. None of us do that. We see antagonistic situations as antagonistic. We don't see them as consciousness. And that's our own fault, and we suffer because of that. So we should give up that suffering. We should give up that viewpoint in our lives and see it as consciousness. Now, it's not a problem to see things as consciousness when things are good. When things are bad, that's when it's very difficult to see things as consciousness. So a plane just flew by, and I don't know if you heard it or not, but that's the idea. It's like things happen. Why should we lose our sense of peace because something happened? Come on. That's not what we're practicing for. In fact, that is our practice. That is our practice, and we can practice it in the world, right? We don't need to leave the world to do this meditation. So, with that, I thank everyone for tuning in. Hopefully, you've gotten a lot out of this episode, and we keep them very short. Each one is pretty much only on one topic, and hopefully, you like the format of the podcasts. And we're trying to do a couple per week. If we can, basically the way I like to look at it is every few days, kind of throw one in there so people don't get too far away from the teaching and the episodes. So, and I recognize I'm not a great teacher, but I try my best. I try my best, and you try your best, and we both try our best, and we see what happens. But it's there's really nothing to say, I mean, we all have natural understanding. We have a natural mantra. Our minds are natural, and everything in the world is natural. So we should see it as that. We shouldn't be like, shocked by what we see. We should be shocked by the attainment. We should be shocked by peace. We should be, gosh, this is amazing. That's what should hold our attention, even in the world, even while working. So we should be meditating before and after work, and then we should also be in the midst of work, we should be practicing our awareness. So with that, I will sign off. And again, I thank everyone for sticking with me and enjoying these podcasts. I do enjoy making them. And so I will continue to, and we'll see what happens in the future. But for now, I love everyone and thank everyone again. And this has been Josh Barzell for Modern World Zen.